News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Time now for our Santa Rosa County update. And in the house today, we have our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services. We have Randy Lambert here. Jamie is here, their marketing specialist. And we've got lots to tell you about. So first of all, it's hot.
Real hot.
It is hot. So we got for somewhere today, I do want to talk about dog and cat safety in this heat. We don't do it right now, but I'm going to leave it up to you. This is your time, and I want y'all to tell us everything that's going on.
Well, yeah, you know, so some basics. Don't leave your animals in a hot car, and when you're taking your dogs out for a walk, if it's too hot for the back of your hands, it's probably too hot for their paws as well.
Oh, yeah. Like because I didn't think about that when I was walking my dog, right?
Yeah, you got to watch that asphalt temperature, even the concrete temperatures. If you can't touch it without it hurting, it's probably hurting their feet also.
No doubt. Well, and something that I saw in the news, which was frightening, and I mentioned this earlier this week, was that someone had, with good intentions, had put their children in the car with the air conditioning on.
No.
What they didn't realize, the air conditioning cuts off automatically after about 3 to 5 minutes. It was not a good result. So you don't want to do that with your dogs either. No,
absolutely. Sure. Even with the windows cracked, it's not a good idea with these temperatures. There's not enough airflow for that right now.
Yeah, I got in my car yesterday and it said 110 degrees.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Okay, what else can we do?
All right, so yeah, I mean, we got to be on the lookout for, you know, for what our animals are doing right now in this heat. It's tremendous. It's affecting everybody. It's affecting us at the shelter right now. You know, we're just making sure that everybody is keeping those midday activities down. So we've kind of suspended our Doggy Day Out program for right now, which is a phenomenal program, but we had to put the brakes on that for right now because it is so hot. And, you know, so we've kind of paused that for right now. But everybody just needs to be mindful of their animals and how hot it is, making sure that they have plenty of water, shade if they're outside. You know, the temperature in the sun is tremendously hot.
Gosh, yes.
And, you know, just be mindful, making sure that again, those activities during the day, then the hottest part of the day are kept to a minimum.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you have air conditioning, do maybe a fan or two. I mean,
do the best you can.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't want to let your
dog
stay in a doghouse outside, right?
That's too hot right now.
Gosh, I mean, that would not be good.
Right. Under a tree probably is way better than inside a doghouse. Mm-hmm. That's pretty hot right now without any air circulating around.
No, that makes perfect sense. So what else have we got going on with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter this week?
So there's a few things. We really wanted to come in and talk about we have an event, an adoption event coming up Saturday from 2 to 4 at Petco on Airport. We have lots of puppies, and lots of puppies. We had an event this past weekend and got a lot of puppies adopted through that, but the puppies are coming and coming and coming.
Really?
There's just tons of puppies right now. So
is there a season? I know there's a kitten season. Is this puppy season?
We have seen more puppies this season than in years past. I've been in this industry for 3+ years now, but some of my staff has been at the shelter for 20+ years, mm-hmm. and they're saying they've never seen puppies like this before. Kittens aren't so bad, mm-hmm. but the puppies are really bad. So we're really trying to work through those puppies and find them good homes. Again, we're going to be at Petco on Airport from 2 to 4 Saturday. So come out and see us and pick up one of your new forever mates.
Yeah, when you're a new family member. So when you actually have a dog available, or if you go by the shelter and you decide, what's the process then? Because you all take care of a lot of the things that are included in that adoption fee.
Absolutely, that's a great question. In fact, I had a couple who came in yesterday. I was talking to them about a kitten that we have in the shelter, and they had some questions about when is it going to be available. They're from Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And they were in town and visiting relatives, and they had saw something on our website that they just fell in love with. And I won't say the cat's name because I don't want somebody else to go find it.
Right.
But they're really interested in this kitten. And another side story is they had already adopted 2 other kittens, and they're like, yeah, but they're having such a fun time, the 2 of them together. 3 of them would be just awesome. And they have four children.
Oh my goodness.
So four small children. So
that's what you say. Bless their hearts.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. anyway, they, you know, having an additional pet for the other pet to play with, it kind of helps with them socialize mm-hmm. and learn how to be the animal that they are and take cues from the other one to how to act in the home, et cetera.
And companionship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're not there, mm-hmm. yeah, maybe they're not partners in crime. Maybe they keep each other out of it. But anyway, I was talking to them about what all was included, and I told them, you know, no, we don't not let you adopt something if you live in Mississippi, but it does have to be altered by state statute in order for us to adopt that animal out.
Oh, okay.
So, we do adopt out of state. But again, that animal has to be altered, microchipped, and has to be vaccinated with all the appropriate vaccinations at that point before we can do that. So all of those services, the spay or neuter, the microchip, and the vaccines that are needed, all of that comes at a cost of $25 for dogs. $10 That's, for cats.
I don't know how y'all do it, because it's just the spay and neutering alone. If you go to a private vet, it could be, what, $200 to $600?
Yes, depending on the size of the animal. It could be.
It's expensive.
Yeah, $200 is pretty cheap, actually. Mm-hmm.
So, I was just guessing, but.
yeah, that's pretty cheap.
Wow.
And then like the microchip, I see those advertised in places, $40, $60, $80. Mm-hmm. I see veterinarians. And that's fine. They've got to do what they got to do. But when you put the total package together, what a bargain.
That's a huge bargain. Yeah. Absolutely. So how many animals do you have right now at the shelter?
All right. So in the shelter right now, we only have 95 in the shelter.
Okay.
Inside,
so it's gone down a little bit.
A little bit. We have 268 total. So golly. Where are the rest? The rest are in foster care.
Wow.
And I'm here to say, if you're interested in fostering, we need you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the shelter is no place for these animals to be. We do our best. My staff is phenomenal. I say that every time. I can't say it enough, though. My staff does. They have the biggest hearts. They pour everything into it every day. Every day they bring it. But in a home is such a better environment, because they're getting that attention
mm-hmm.
all day, every day. They're getting valuable information that they can give back to us about how this animal acted in the home setting, because what they demonstrate in the shelter versus what they demonstrate in a home can be totally different.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just outside of a kennel. There are some dogs that we have that seem like they're Cujo. They want to eat you inside the kennel. You take them out of the kennel and they're in your lap.
Right.
Yeah.
They're just scared.
Right. Exactly. And they just don't know what's going on, and it's loud, and they think they're supposed to bark and carry mm-hmm. on like that. So that's what they do. So, So again, you know, those adoption fees, very minimal, and comes with a lot.
Okay, well, we've got a few more things to talk about. We've got Randy Lambert here and Jamie Maddox with the Santa Rosa County Animal Services Animal Shelter. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, and we're talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Lots of need there. We need fosters, sponsorships, donations. Tell us everything that you need so we can get y'all some help.
Yeah,
for over 300 animals.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're always looking for donations. And we take like blankets and towels and things. We use those things. Those are pretty expendable.
Don't throw out your beach towels.
No.
Because you don't typically want to donate those, because they're used, but they can use them.
Yeah, and it really doesn't matter if they're a little bit discolored or frayed or what have mm-hmm. you. We're going to wash all that stuff, and then we're going to use those in the bottom of carriers or in some of the kennels, just depending on what the need is for the animal, just to kind of soften that up, that concrete or that carrier that we're doing. But yeah, I mean, we're taking those donations every day at the shelter. Just come in while we're open from 11:30 till 4, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then on Wednesdays, we're open a little bit later. We're open from 11:30 to 6 on Wednesdays to allow people after work to come in and peruse.
So this is Wednesday. So perfect. You can leave work today and go over and adopt a cat or a dog.
You can come donate and adopt and just do it all.
There's another reason Wednesday is special, right, Jamie?
For donations? Yeah.
Yes.
You do a Wishlist Wednesday every Wednesday.
Is that on Amazon?
So our Amazon Wishlist, we post on Facebook every Wednesday, and you can go to our Facebook page and check it out. And, we post our most needed items for that week every week.
See, I think that's really easy. So listeners for News Radio 92.3, here's what you do. You hit the stoplight, you open up your phone, click on the Amazon wish list for Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, click on something that they need, food, there's all kinds of things on there, and then you've made a donation, and then when the light turns green, you're good.
Right, you just stop by our Facebook page every Wednesday and look what we post.
Yeah, it's super awesome. We do this wish list Wednesday, and by Friday, the FedEx, the Amazon, the UPS guys are showing up. And it was like, wow, the outpour that the community does, the support that we give is amazing. And it just swells my heart to see how much people give. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing. We really could not do it without all the help.
It's like Christmas every Friday.
It is.
It's a very generous community.
But there's another way also that we came up with this a couple years ago. We do this kennel sponsorship. And when we first started this, we decided to do them for a year, mm-hmm. a kennel sponsorship for a year. And some of the people that had inquiries about it would ask, so I'm sponsoring this animal for a year. I said, I sure hope they're not here for a year.
I know.
So it's actually for the kennel.
The kennel itself, so not the pet in the kennel.
Right, exactly. And what we're doing is, this is our mid-year kennel sponsorship drive. We're just going to kick that off here in just a couple of days. And we're doing everything for half price.
Oh, wow.
So a dog kennel, a gold level, silver level, and bronze level. Those are the gold level is normally $500, so we're going to do it for $250. The silver is $400. We're going to do it for $200, and then the bronze is $300, and we're going to do it for $150. The cat sponsorships, again, those are gold, silver, and bronze. The gold one is $350, so we're going to do that for $175. The silver is $250, and we're going to do that for $125. And the bronze is $150, so we're going to do that for $75. So what does that do? You make this donation for this kennel sponsorship. We get your information. We're going to put up a plaque on the kennel that says that you have sponsored this. And you can do this in memory of someone. You can do this in memory of a loved animal that you've had. Or you can do it as your business, mm-hmm. and just show that your business.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Show that the business is supporting the shelter. So what does the money go for? The money goes for really everything that has to do with the animals, whether it's enrichment or promotion of them, whatever it may be, medical help, all of these things. It's pretty expensive to house these and to keep them well and make them well when they're not, and just to feed them, et cetera. So this is a great way to do this. We post this sign on the kennel. People walking through the shelter are going to see that plaque. They're going to know that this person from this business has supported the shelter, or read that, in love and memory mm-hmm. of Scooby
nice.
Or whomever it may
That's
be.
That's a great idea. Yeah. So you can do that any time of year, correct?
No, we're only doing it twice a year.
Oh, okay. That's okay. So right now is the time.
Right now is the time. The person to reach out to is our volunteer coordinator, Tara. So if you can give her a call at 850-983-4680, or you can email her at Tara, that's TARAD, at santarosa.fl.gov. And she can get all the information from you, get you taken care of. Again, we're going to run this mid-year campaign for about a month, and then we'll get the signs made and get everything put out. We also we have some gifts that come depending on what level you're at. But most people say they don't do it for the gifts, they do it for giving to the animals.
Right.
So but anyway, if you need any more details about that, we'd be more than happy to share that with you. It's been a huge success. It is a little bit limited. Mm-hmm. So, you gotta get in there. We have a few spots open right now, and that's why we're doing the mid-year.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, what else is on your list for us?
All right, so there was some new legislature that came out, started effectively on July 1st, and it has to do with dogs in particular. It's a term we use is DNV, which is dangerous and vicious. Mm-hmm. There is some new legislation there that has come out, and it's going to require that any dog that is deemed dangerous and vicious, that the owner is going to have to start carrying a $100,000 insurance policy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of sporty. So this is a new thing. So, some of our other, the other parts of the state statutes haven't really changed a whole lot about how you have to contain them and different ways of handling them and what have you. But this is a big one. Mm-hmm. We've done a little research on it. The research that we have seen is that it's going to cost about $100 a month mm-hmm. to insure this dog. And again, this is...
Who makes that classification?
We do. The county does. Our animal control officers do that. And that's done by a board at mm-hmm. the at our administration for the county. There's a board that goes through the hearing mm-hmm. with the owner and any victims or witnesses. And then they determine that the dog is dangerous and vicious.
Okay, we're talking with Randy Lambert and Jamie Maddox from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We've got Randy Lambert, Jamie Maddox with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter is here with us. If you got a question, 850-437-1620. We had a question right after the break here. What are the prices again for those kennel sponsorships? What a great fundraiser.
Yeah, again, the dogs are going to be gold, silver, bronze. Right now they're going to be $250, $200, and $150.
It's half price.
Half price. Okay. And then the cats are $175, $125, and $75.
Okay. So one of the things you mentioned, too, about needing fosters, donations, all of these things can be found on your website.
Absolutely.
And the fosters, I mentioned that you guys take care of the cost of that.
100% of the cost, you give them the experience. We give you all the materials you need, all the vet care, everything
That's
that
huge.
You need. Right. I did want to mention that that dangerous and vicious new statutes, that statute's 767.12, if you wanted to read up a little bit more on that, or if you had any questions about that, you could give us a call at the shelter. Really, if you have any questions about any of this that we've talked about today, you can give us a call at the shelter at 850-983-4680. Again, we're in Milton on Pine Forest Road, 4451 Pine Forest Road. Come and see us. We got plenty of kitties, plenty of pups, plenty of dogs. Great ones.
So I can go to your website and do a little puppy shopping if I wanted to?
Absolutely. Yeah, anything that's available is going to show up on our website. Mm-hmm. Again, that's...
And your Facebook, I've seen that too.
Yeah, Jamie posts a lot of those. The new guys or the ones that are new to the shelter or the ones that have just come of age that are available to be adopted. We try to get those faces out there as much as possible.
Who's your longest resident now?
Oh, our longest resident right now is his name. He's a dog. His name is Flint. He's been with us for 422 days.
Oh, over a year. Yeah. Somebody's got to adopt Flint.
Somebody come get Flint,
yes.
Please. He's wonderful. Just the right person hasn't came in.
All right, the website again?
SantaRosa.fl.gov.
All right, thanks, guys, so much for coming in. I know how busy you are, but we sure appreciate all that you do for our dogs and cats and animals here in Santa Rosa County. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for having us. Stay cool.